settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
I'm Sylvie Avery and welcome to Spirit's Work. My husband Nick and I are mediums, teachers, healers and authors, and for the next hour we'll be bringing you interdimensional communication between this world and the spirit world. Our shows and books are designed to bring you information that will expand your knowledge about life on earth, the universe and the spirit world. And today's show is called Respect.
Hi, I'm Nick Avery. As well as Spirit's Work on bbsradio.com on Mondays at 9 p.m. PST, and Thursdays at 2 p.m. PST, we also have another radio show which is Spirit Teaching on ArtistFirst.com every Tuesday at 8 p.m. PST. And if you would like to know more about us, our books and our CDs, please do go to our website which is www.spirit-teaching.com. Each week on Spirit's Work we discuss subjects that will help us to make more measured and thoughtful decisions concerning ourselves and our planet, so that we can look at the bigger picture of life as eternal beings. Gregory Hay had an earth life 300 years ago, and has spent his time since then educating himself and learning about his role as spokesperson for the White Cloud Group, as well as the many other tasks he does in service to others. I've been channeling Gregory for many years now, and when he speaks through me, I am not aware of anything that is said, as my spirit and consciousness are taken to the spirit world until Gregory leaves again. And that's goodbye from me, I believe.
Okay, thanks, Mick. Gregory is a spokesperson for a group of spirits of higher intelligence called the White Cloud Group. They are an educational group that consists of eminent scientific minds of all description, along with ordinary people who have a valuable input to make regarding their life experiences. They've come to help us to understand the nature of our existence, and hopefully to point us in a more positive direction by helping us to think beyond the constraint of our human minds. They don't follow any religious beliefs or concepts, but believe in everyone's right to their own way of thinking and points of view, and want only to maybe make us more aware of our true identity and makeup.
Hello, friend.
Hi, Gregory.
Hello, dear friend.
You caught me out.
I caught you out.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you very much, friend. Never better. And your good self?
I'm fine. Fine, thank you. Yes. Looking forward to today's show.
Wonderful.
Okay. And today, I believe you're going to be talking to us about respect.
Absolutely so. Is respect given away lightly? Do you think of respect as something you have learned to bring to the surface of your life? Or is it something to do with your innermost morality? In some instances, people demand respect because perhaps they hold high office in the land. It may be, of course, that they have to learn that this is not something that is actually going to come to them. They may demand it of their minions who work for them, but that in point of fact, when dealing with people outside of this area, very often what they will find is that even though they try to demand energy from other people, that is respect, it is not given to them. Energy, in a way, is a form of respect. People wish to bring well of themselves, wish to make well of themselves, of the things they have achieved. Human beings are very much observing other people and what they do, how they behave, how they piece things together in their lives. You all do it. You all observe one another when you are eating your food. You observe then, as in the eating of food, how they have been brought into their behavior. Therefore, these are the first instances of respect that you actually gain from someone. You look at them and observe them, how they behave in their life, not only to do with food, of course. It is to do with their mannerisms in talking, the suggestion that they make. And this is how, really, you begin to establish friendships. because you feel aligned to their sensitivities, perhaps, which brings upon you the feeling of respecting them, of feeling that they are worthy. And this is a point, really, of what we are trying to make. Respect comes from understanding, not undermining, someone's values, and perceiving those values as being worth the energy. That is because you have analyzed them. Yes, you have made your own self-judgment upon them, of course. But it also means that in doing that, you have actually understood something of value they have given across to you. Perhaps it is their endearing personality which has raised your vibration in some way. Perhaps they make you feel good because of what someone else is bringing across from their life, from their rich tapestry of what they have gained. Love, of course, is something which people often offer out of respect for someone else's life. This may come in the form of care. Loving care vibration is something which does not come or arise from pity, from the sakes of feeling you are dealing with someone who is of lesser worth, but that actually love and respect and duty of care all come from these bonding values of understanding where that person is in their life, if they are in pain or they are suffering from some such dis-ease. It may well be that the love vibration you bring to them in their lives is something which creates a value for them. Therefore, they are bringing this element of energy toward the individual who needs this form of healing. So, for you, if you were on the receiving end of this respect from someone else, of this care and loving energy vibration, what would you feel from them? Now, you may well feel that you do not want to be bothered with it, that they are overstepping their friendship boundary that you have already set. And yet, at the same time, it may well reveal to you their utmost reward is really in seeing you well. That is something which actually creates respect from you on the receiving end of their loving energy or their care they give you. You appreciate it, the time and effort that is going into their care for you. They have taken time out of their day to attend to your needs. If they do this because they respect you, or they do it just because it is their job, it may still mean that you gain respect for them, perhaps because they are very dutiful in their performance. Perhaps it is that the job of work or whatever it is you are interacting with is something which you think, well, now there's a gift they have, and that they actually openly display that gift. It may be that this is not something as a brief encounter, perhaps, during a one-to-one situation which is just short-lived. It may be something which is built over a relationship with a friend, and this is something which establishes over a period of time a deeper mark of respect for one another's beliefs, understanding and values, and yes, their morality too. The codes of ethics one another have are issues which are very important to their lives. These situations actually display energy, reveal how one person's gift has actually come to another's aid, or perhaps is displayed to it and helps that person to ascend the dizzying steps of their own knowledge base. It may be that the gift that you bring to someone else is something which they have never previously encountered, and so their window of life has been extended beyond the boundary of the limit they had already set. This may be, of course, something which is to do with a faith of their own religious understanding or something like that. The problem about faith or religion, of course, is that they are usually denying in one another's voice. They are usually opposing to other people's principles or other people's set of their belief system. There is always seems to be this distinct battle between who owns God and who has the right to use God in their language. Who proclaims that God is on their side is not something to really shout from the rooftops to demand respect of other people. And those who do this are actually showing their lack of respect for anyone else to have their values and their own self-worth. Surely the creation of God is within everyone, is upon everyone's heart and soul, is actually to do with everyone's eyes as you look upon them. It is not something selfishly proposed or proclaimed as being only at the seat or value of, if you believe what I tell you, then God will listen to you, but only if you believe it.
Yes, in your book, Spirit Walks with Gregory, that you mention that if a religion ostracizes all others for failing to make their faith their harbour, if they proclaim theirs is the only way and damn all others, then they are truly misguided.
Absolutely so, of course, naturally. And I understand that many religious leanings say this or proclaim this in their opening statements. This is something which drives the mission concept to devour all other thoughts and beliefs and try to make manifest that there is only one possibility for the creation of life. And what then if that possibility is ill-conceived or just plainly false? Is it to whom you extol the virtue or that you actually create that they are taking responsibility for that falsehood? You cannot. The problem will always be that people have this thought and feeling that only in their life can they make manifest the truth. If they have read it and deemed it to be so, then within their judgment and harbour of light, of course, it is the truth. However, one person's truth is not necessarily another, and it takes a great deal of examination to really truly come to what truth is. How then can you possibly earn respect or demand respect from something which is nebulous, which is unfound in fact? That is a difficulty. Many metaphysical ideas are purely that they are non-physical, that they relate to matters of etherics and the perception and understanding of one person's dream or one person's communication with an energy aspect or species that possibly sometimes cannot even be verified. More often than not, these still demand aspects of respect, which in their esoteric way are charming, but not revealing to matters of truth.
Yes, because belief is belief and not fact.
Exactly, yes. Belief is a pathway. A belief, if you have that within yourself, yes, you are pouring energy into belief, that you believe the truth of an aspect of story. But how do you actually know that story is truth? You do not, unless it is underlined and underpinned by facts from actual unearthed evidence. Evidence does not point to stories or recounted journeys that people have made from word and mouth. Just because something is written in black and white does not make it a fact. Therefore, belief systems which occupy the thoughts of mind emanate from the voices and conclusions other people have made. They may be very persuasive. It may well be these thoughts and feelings have an impact upon you, upon your heart. And I do not blame you for this. It is not a criticism of people being weak-willed or trying desperately to understand the reason of their valid life, why they are there in the first place, and in struggling to find that, come upon belief. If this is not underpinned by evidence of fact, if it is not underpinned by conditions of physical evidence in your realm now, then you have difficulty. You may turn to archaeology to discover what facets are correct and pertinent. It may be that these are to do with the remains of things and situations history has otherwise written out or forgotten about, or that someone actually did not make note of, therefore lain undiscovered for centuries upon centuries. What then if these were just mere musings of someone else's mind, and how they perceived the story of, or the way of this or that traveller, that human being, that spirit having a human experience? Are all these defined as being elements of some crazy person, or are they really and truly the musings of the mind of intelligence, after all, of the design of humanity and the place of humanity upon the world of physical state? People cannot demand respect from any one other person, and most certainly should never demand respect over another animal. Respect due through animal behavior is something which actually defies logic sometimes. We wonder at people's behavior over the way that they treat animals. Other beings in fur, or other beings in slimy skin. Whatever way other animals manifest themselves, human beings tend to gather within their morality code, in their essence of life, how to behave toward them. This is usually something that is sometimes taught to them by their parents or by other outside environmental forces, or it is something that is really learnt from within a behavior. About how it feels to you if you squash a bug or kill some other animal. What are the rising consequences from that? Some people, after all, feel an element of joy when they take the life of something else. Others, in their depravity, seek to inflict great pain and harm upon that life form before it is snuffed out, simply to smooth their ego or to restore their element or sense of power of self that they have over some other being, therefore making them feel more worthy of self because nobody else does on the physical side of life of their same species. Hunters are very often beings who have low esteem or actually demand respect from someone else or merely enjoy the thrill of doing it.
Mm. Would you say respect is a learnt behavior from parents, that sort of thing?
For many people it is, yes. Of course, there will be situations perhaps where parents are able to have real quality time with their child. And the upbringing of this, the welling of this creation of energy within this relationship, as important as it is, can so often be defined in just some very brief moments. Perhaps it is in a real touching situation of closeness, of binding in that relationship, which actually means that the parent is able to show something of intense beauty, of the wonder of life. That is usually where it stems from. People who have pets and are actually shown how to really look after them and care for them and bring love to them, so their friendship is something which is cemented in that energy, then that child will actually learn to bring that energy to the surface and also form respect for that relationship from that energy, because it is something of great pleasure. indescribable wonderment of whereabouts they are in the relationship of self to other beings. It may be that this is something which comes in the form of something else, like perhaps it is to do with spending time in a forest or near water, or something like that. Perhaps it is an activity that through parental control and guidance, they are actually able to bring a very acute sense of awareness to a particular thing. It may be to do with the colors and shapes of leaves. It may be to do with other animals, small to define or difficult to see, that actually bring the attention and the awareness of the single self into line and into understanding the creation of life in all of its beauty and all of its perfection. Usually, it is to do with this link of perfection that creates respect and adorns the morality code of the individual with that mark of respect. Therefore, they will always have something to remember by, which forms a very real image within a mind, within a consciousness, raising that consciousness to the state level of where it ceases to be a belief, but it becomes a truth of paramount importance within the life form. A blessed intervention and a blessed awareness for that person to perceive the perfection of creation.
I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery. I'm Sylvie Avery, and we're discussing respect. Unfortunately, we live in a materialistic society, and unfortunately, again, we equate respect with money and social standing and value, don't we, very often? People gain respect for the wrong reasons.
Very often so. Unfortunately, material wealth produces a form of display which is actually quite hard to define. People hanker for it. They crave the same material wealth or opulence because people have become, in fact, focused upon seeking something which is actually putting a great strain upon the planet's resources. So what you have is that you have a wealth of attitude directed toward people only striving for the perfection of material wealth, rather than for the perfection of self. They may live in opulence, but may do so like pigs. They may have all of the riches they desire, and yet still remain unhappy. People judge people's standing, or their abilities to really truly define what it is they seek in their life through other people's accumulation of possessions. This is actually because tied to wealth and possession is the product of safety, of security. It is that if you have these things, you are unrestricted in your renewal for life. You are able to actually attend to yourself with the greatest facets of care. This does not demand respect. It is an actual curious reason for people creating desire to have something beyond someone else, beyond someone else's dream, perhaps. Now, what then of the situation perhaps to do with a particular political reason of why you would understand or bring respect to someone for their beliefs or their attitude, their stance in life, perhaps? Or maybe it is to do with a country that actually adopts a principle which is unfair and belligerent. Perhaps it is that there is some form of genocide towards a certain section of their community because they have lost respect for that particular tribe or genetic history. It may be they want to rid themselves of that genetic history, as can so often happen, that one tribe feels oppressed by another and rises up against it. this is actually due to certain intolerances established through lack of respect. It may be that these stem from behavior quantums, that because people characteristically do something in their behavior form that others may find abhorrent or reminds them of something about that particular person which they then become antagonistic through, generating a racist form of energy. And racism, of course, can be actually formed upon any part of behavior. It is not necessarily directed at color or a form of a human being. It may be that a person is actually racist towards some other animal form. So some people can actually attack others purely because of the formation of thought that they have had about them, that they have collected and fermented in their minds, not necessarily because that is actually the way that they are, but their perception has changed and altered with their festation of the energy of the negativity they have held within them, which actually precludes any idea that their thoughts and feelings may change. It actually means they have a fixed opinion, and that the negativity arising from that opinion, whenever they meet or encounter that particular group of humans or beings of any type or form, that it just really means they have gone on to autopilot, I believe you would say.
Mm-hmm.
That they then act automatically over some kind of decision. They don't actually take a decision itself about a specific subject. They actually just react upon the energy received. This is true as well to some people who commit murder upon others.
Mm-hmm.
That what they do is actually, although it may be that to do perhaps say with a serial killer or something like that, that although at the outset the energy was a situation transferred from one to another, that perhaps they grew joy from slaying someone else, from taking that life or whatever, that raised certain situations within a self which altered and changed their metabolic rate or their pheromonic activity, that they actually gained something physically from the relationship of what they were doing, regardless of whether that was hurtful or not. It may well be that that then instilled a system of change within the being. It meant that they would, at each time they interacted with that, would increase the energy exponentially. The negativity then turned into a positive force for that person, regardless of whether the act itself was negative.
Almost like a drug.
Absolutely, yes.
So they really go off kilter in the balance of respect and non-respect.
Yes, of course, it is actually a disease. It is a disease, friend, because it is, in fact, that once you acclimatize yourself to that form of reasoning, it is difficult to find a way back, because the form of disease is such that it is actually bringing about a physical reaction to a physical event.
But very often these people, when you hear them talking, these serial killers or whatever, they are quite lucid and quite rational and compassionately spoken about lots of things, and yet they can still have this side to them, this total lack of respect for human life.
Yes, feelings, and yes, absolutely so. Part of it, I believe, is because of the intrusion of the curiosity to do with how someone reacts, or the interreaction of the brief relationship they form with them. And it may be that the relationship is really very brief, that they do not actually interact with them at all, but merely the act of doing it is the interrelationship they seek and need to express their desire.
And that's about power as well, isn't it?
Of course, yes. So respect cannot be something which is abused, but that people seek very often to abuse it. They use the power of respect to channel energies towards self, to enable them to increase the energy of ego, because this as well brings a pheromonic enhancement, a physiological change to their life.
You will respect me. I am more powerful than you. I can do this to you.
Yes, quite so. And of course, much of this actually eludes from the caste system of ancient memory. This is something which comes back through the genetic generation of who you are and why you are there as a physical being. The culmination of all of those memories and institutions of cellular structure from your ancestry. It means to say you look upon yourself because of the ideals you have brought about, as I say, to do with your morality code. But some of that morality code actually comes from your genetic code principle. It isn't something that you would necessarily discover about yourself or are necessarily aware of within yourself, but it can have an influence. I'm not saying that it always will have an influence. So if you are the son or granddaughter of some serial killer or whatever, it doesn't mean to say that their effect upon your life has had any impact, that their cellular memory of the mutation of their thought into their disrespect of other beings does not have to have been grafted upon your cellular structure and mean that your code of ethics or morality is steeped within weakness and negativity.
Okay, but this feeling can extend to races, though, can't it? To different races and the lack of respect for each other, you know, like all the fighting that we've got now, quite apart from the religious fighting within races, different cultures.
Yes.
So isn't that passed on?
I would have to say that there is certainly an instance to be made for how a particular race, perhaps it is to do with an enclave of people who are like-minded or who have formed very strong, sturdy relationships, have a very strong community base within their aspirations and seek some kind of purity in their walk of life as a mass. In which case, what happens is that it may be they transmit one another's feelings, that they grow their respect within the energy fields they bring to one another. So it is as though it is a shared journey. They are not then bringing about this situation on their own. Therefore, they are more empowered by sharing it with others. A shared voice is a stronger voice. They bring about this shared communication, which forms an impact upon what they are trying to achieve. They are setting about to do this or that job of work. If they work together, they discover they are actually more liable to complete it, and to complete it on time or early, which means they actually grow their respect for one another's traits and strengths. They will perhaps try to bolster their weaknesses with other people's duty of what they are able to bring to that group. This means you may have other groups who observe this community and become jealous of it. Their jealousy turns to insufferability. They actually become enamored with the fact they should try to erase them because they see it as a threat. And that is very much what tends to happen with instability of regions of human population, where you may have one community which is extremely happy and providing care and concise energy and understanding of the beauty and product of life. Other beings then may possibly become jealous of that energy conglomeration. Their ability to come together and fix in a harmonious and conducive way to bring about a very stable and loving environment, perhaps, it is to do with that that other people are finding great disrespect for, because, as I say, they find it threatening to their own inner behavior, perhaps because they cannot exalt themselves to such a high standard, and so they feel it belittles their weakness.
They're jealous.
Yes, plainly.
Mm.
This, of course, does not bode well, because jealousy very often raises the spectre of intense energy. And is really at variance with many issues to do with how societies are managed and how communities are able to continue in a very harmonic way. It is usually through jealousy that situations fall into disrepair, and that ensues argument and great negative interaction. So, what you may have in the situation where people are struggling to find their niche in life is it may be they have a lack of respect for self. What of those who are suffering from such traits as eating disorders or whatever? Is it through respect or lack of it that they are finding they are having problems with this? Or is it to do with pressures exerted upon them by society, or through perhaps the knowledge that they do not physically look like they are supposed to look, or that they are told they are supposed to look, in which case they begin to disrespect self? You must be so careful not to fall into the trap of disrespecting your own self-belief or your own self-identity and what you may achieve in your life. It is so crucially important that human beings gain understanding of the perception of exactly what they are. If you feel dissatisfied with yourself, it cannot be you modify your behavior out of proportion to what you wish to achieve, otherwise you will achieve the reverse. This means that for people suffering from bulimia or anorexic behavior, that what they do is have swings of mood and behavior which alternate between accepting a look or how they feel about themselves and then denying it. It is a matter of choice, of course, as to whether one person decides this is how they want to look or how they want to be presented to the outside world. It is another when they find they cannot achieve it, or when they struggle with a particular problem and use a particular remedy in their attempt to fix it, that they are surprised it is actually moving in the opposite direction. Much of this behavior stems from abuse or abusive relationships to do with friends or family. It may, of course, also be due to situations outside of the family environment, perhaps to do with their work ethic or just their daily life and how the persona of the individual is understood and actually perhaps undermined by the relationships they have with others. What of respect of religion? People have the sight of God within their own heart. Often it is the claim of it being only within their belief, as we have already stated. The problem exists that the indoctrinations of many forms outline their architecture of thought in a very specific way, extolling the virtues while at the same time bringing into disrespect anyone else's thoughts and beliefs. The problem is extenuated when upon the ground, you will see different communities fighting for their right to privacy, their right to survival, and also for their right to actually oversee the authorities or demands of culture over others. And this, of course, is when the boundaries change. So what I am talking about really is that you may have a country which is split up into many ethical groups, many ethnicities which look upon their own lives as the color of their freedom, And then what you may have is that one particular ethnic group takes charge of all of the others, then undermining and bringing into disrespect what they feel is of a threat from these other ethnic groups toward their own complexes. It means that what you have is that instead of respecting one another wholly, it may be, of course, that this group has an advantage of power base over the others. Perhaps the others are of lower caste, or that are subservient in some other way. Perhaps they only do one particular kind of job or that kind of thing, not just within their own community, but within the community of others. So this then presents a very real problem, because you have one particular ethnic group who are perhaps religiously based in their foundation and use that as a charge for the severity of how they see other groups failing to meet their own criteria they have set and set as the bar for which others must meet in order to stand shoulder to shoulder with them. You have had that kind of situation in the country of Bosnia, where different ethnic groups actually removed physically peoples from certain areas so that they could claim those areas for themselves, to actually provide a more secure boundary for their own group and force all others outside of that boundary, actually entrenching their views about their own belief system and how right they are and how wrong everyone else is. It remains a complex issue for us to face, even in the spirit world, believe me. Because what happens on our side of life is that for many beings who come after having passed, they still retain their disrespect of others. Surprisingly, if such things happen, what we actually do is we leave them alone. We leave them to wallow in their disrespect. We do not try to force anyone into our view, that is, the view of the mass, of creation within the spirit world. So if someone comes to the spirit world having formulated a specific view in their physical life and retain it on their consciousness, because after all, that is what returns to the spirit world after your passing, then it may mean that you continue within that consciousness thought. That stream is something very live and real to you. Therefore, you have the free will to think it. You are duty-bound only to yourself as to the possibility of your transition from the vibration you are at now into a different possibility. Therefore, of course, the consequence of this is that your activity is restricted as well. If you do not have full love in your heart for all beings, if your thoughts and feelings are restricted even toward other identities, other beings, other structures or species, if you are restricted in this code of ethics within yourself, you will actually be restricted in the spirit world. Also, of course, upon the ether world, what actually happens is that when a person passes and they have created some great misdeed or harm, what actually happens is that they have to very slowly regain respect from others. Therefore, they will be isolated to a certain extent. Yes, they may have certain other family members or ancestral group there to bring them energy or to actually help them in their search for understanding, and that this will only actually be a situation where the exchange is made when they are able to perceive something outside of their own consciousness they have so far brought about with them. So many people who have brought disrespect to themselves, it may be to do with the way that they have treated other animals, perhaps. And as so very often is the case, they will actually have to pay recompense to those animals they have so harmed. So is this also to do with people who have used animals to provide themselves with meat for their survival? It will depend entirely upon how that animal was treated or what form of respect they were given at the time of their passing. It may mean they actually spend years in isolation in the spirit world. if their respect has been rather to their own inner joy at the actions they create, rather than respect for the life form they are observing or that is in their hands. Now, what of situations of abuse then in the spirit world that have occurred in physical life? In the situation of people who have been abusive at times in their physical life, when they are returned to the spirit world, they actually have to atone for all of those acts they created. This means their energy has to be brought to the surface of understanding so that they may fully realize the consequences of their actions. It may not be that they realize this immediately. For very many people, in fact, they do not, and they have to constantly revisit this journey in order to understand they cannot move beyond it until they have created a firmity and understood within their energy being, therefore releasing the negativity they created when in physical life. Their apology, of course, has to be completely accepted by the offended animal or the other offended being that they have so far abused. This, of course, remains the object of much intense activity in the spirit world to do with how people are estranged from their genetic family, or perhaps estranged from their love tie because they were abused in some way during their relationship. This, of course, is a matter of great disrespect to that person, and it will always be at the behest of the victim as to whether they will fully realize and forgive the abuser. It is never at the behest of the abuser to seek forgiveness, but rather for the victim to bestow it. That surely is the generosity that so many religions often preach and yet find great difficulty in declaring to one another in true respect. Is that really the garland of grace, that you would wish a person to forgive their abuser or the one who has taken their physical life and destroyed all happiness? It is a most difficult question to see how one person can define grace as being so uplifting and yet actually being able to step beyond the constraints of physical form and physical action that have so far meant that they did not survive to have a beautiful family or to watch their children grow. Needless to say, of course, they can do that from the spirit world. But it is not the same. Forgiveness is a great difficult barrier to overcome in the search for respect that people have from the occupancy of their physical life and how they behaved within it. It means really and truly they have to step beyond the boundaries they have already previously set, the hurdles that they would have made for themselves in their search for upper purity may not be the same that someone else who may have abused you reaches themselves. Therefore, of course, you are always using your judgment as a yardstick to set parameters by which someone else must understand their ability to forgive or receive forgiveness from you, depending upon the relationship, of course.
Okay. I guess the moral of the story is to treat people the way you want to be treated and accept personal differences and embrace people for who they are.
Absolutely so. I could not have put it better myself.
Okay. Well, thank you once again, Gregory.
With love and respect, as always, upon your light and your journey, Vane. Good day.
Good day. Thank you. Well, we hope you've enjoyed the show. I'd just like to mention that our website is www.spirit-teaching.com, where you can find us and find out more about us, as well as the Spirit's Work radio show on bbsradio.com on Mondays and Thursdays. We have the Spirit Teaching radio show on artistfirst.com on Tuesdays. Details are also on our site. And I'd like to say thank you so much for listening. My name is Sylvie Avery, and you've been listening to Spirit's Work. So until next time, be peaceful, be positive and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.